Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign still delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start 'em cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we're close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely.
There are times when you need someone.
Yeah. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. You understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything friends will say as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh you listen to more than hip-hop. And I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you. It's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. Peace.
In the name and the power of the Supreme, amen. Amen. The Creator that is our higher self, our source, our connection, and the power of Amen. We move good morning. Name is, and I want to be happiness. You know, all my apologies. And we always want to set our mind off. And I was doing the usual multitasking, you know, to get prepared for broadcast. So, as we jump in here, today's episode, The Cones of the Beast, don't remember their origin as the children of the stars. Now, it was on yesterday that one of my dear God had made the statement, and it stuck on my mind. The statement was that some of us have become clones of the beast, such as because a state of don't have really better. Proud. Red. Well, that's except black. Because black is just a illusion. Even if you have the most, smell it, and I want to say jewel black, because when you are so black, you can see that blue tint coming up out of somebody's skin. To me, that is rich. You know, that's like a jewel. There are very, very few people among us who are carbon-coated beings. And for those of you who are not familiar with carbon code, somewhere we said more, we're not the ones going to be going. Is that is only of art. So therefore, melanin is not itself. It is carbon that melanin comes from. How important is melanin? Melanin is very, very, very important. It's very important to all aspects of life's ability to be able to express and absorb energy and light. Also, it is a protector. It helps with the process of rest and rejuvenation. If you do not get a certain amount of retinite, you are not going to be able to allow your body to be able to be calm enough to be able to produce that carbon. That carbon that is on the outside of our skin, it is our coating. It is what allows us, as the people of the sun, to be out there in the sun and be able to absorb that energy, that nutrient, those vitamins that we need. Because in the intro info, we are beings who have forgotten who we are. Now, because when you create a title for the block cast, you could only use so many characters, I wrote, the clones of the beast don't remember their origin as children of the stars. And I put stars because we have to remember that the sun is a star also, as also are those other lights out there when nighttime comes and you're looking up there and you think you're looking at stars, but in some cases you're actually looking at planets. And you don't have to believe me. Go ahead and research for yourself. And there you will find that they will have constellations, and they will show for the most part when you're in the city and the lights are too bright, because the lights that are around us are diffusing the actual light of the vibrancy of the many, 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 many stars. Sometimes it's a really good thing, you know, online, and just pull up how many stars we're not even able actual. We can't see them because there's, you know, too many city lights, and, you know, it is a world of a difference when you are out in the country or out in nature. Man, it's such a energizing experience. I mean, you can literally, the stars are so close you feel like you can reach out. And now, because the title itself is what I'm supposed to be talking about, I'm going to go back to that. And I had an opportunity to spend time where I spoke with the brother. You know, he gave me some insight as it related to a conversation about, you know, where, you know, where it was shared with him. It was a observation of one of his brothers, and he was making reference to the Star Wars movie, The Attack of the Clones. And if some of us remember the Star Wars movie, I think it was called The Attack of the Clones. You know, I was thinking of something totally different. But I like the analogy that the brother had given to me as it related to the Attack of the Clones. He had said, which was a part of what I was thinking, you know, that these clones were created by mankind. And it's about the word clones and how it relate, how it has a similar spelling to the word drones. Okay? It does. You know, just take the CL and replace it with DR and you got drones. But you take the CL and the DR and you remove those letters and you take this off and you got one. And basically that was how they, you know, how clones are made. You take one person and you just use, will have heart, you know, it's like, you know, breath, can breathe, and living. Not have out program, and to be used by the creator. For the creator's shit. Basically, it's living because you are not me. A. No, we know there is also positively, not true. That's correct. in truth, when you have a physical specimen that has been created, and now it can be programmed. The only difference between a clone and a computer, per se, is one, they're just made out of two different components. One's made out of nuts and bolts and steel and wire. The other one is made out of flesh and bone and blood. But they are still able to be, nonetheless, programmed. And they only receive the programming of the information that is downloaded into that particular specimen, that construct, you know. Now, one of the things that is not talked about a whole lot, because most people don't know about it. Most of us are just kind of content. You know, we come onto this earth realm. We are raised by our parents. And because our parents did not know a whole lot as it related to themselves, and they are in the universe, then they were not able to pass it on to their children. Just like when you watch that movie, Roots, which I grew up, you know, my father used to raise his children. He saw very clearly what it is that the descendants of the original people went through when we were, in some cases now, not at all of us who are descendants from the people did not come from Africa. Hey, imagine that. You know, there's a whole lot of things that we do not know. I mean, I'm talking about the very, very basic, simplest matter. Do not know things. Like I said, going back to learning to go, my father chose the moon roots to use so that we would have a sense of awareness. He wanted us to be aware of where it is that we are in the world and what it is that people have been capable of in the past, and as far as he knew what our history was at the time that my father was taking time to raise up his children in consciousness and awareness to the best of his ability. He did that. And I cannot begin to explain in words how so very grateful that I am for the choice that I make. When I chose my mother and father, my parents, while I transitioned from that fetus that was in my womb, to able to go out in the world on my own. Now, that might be another thing that we need to become aware of the, because it's side of in culture, and when you be able to children, be able to put into their, you know, future will be to the mind, will be in the pit came. A hell of a pit stop, because they were witness to while I was in the Nation of Islam. Props to them person himself, although I say that Masrur Muhammad is God. I don't know a pure example of God than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And then also, even though I was not raised up in the community, I would have to get the same status. I wasn't raised. I'll give that God status to Dr. York. I admire him for his works and for the way that he opened up the mind of his students as a teacher. And the Honorable Muhammad, he did the same thing. And we must also take on that responsibility here in this modern time. I see it a lot. You know, I see where we are communicating on Facebook with different thoughts and things that are come to mind that have come to know, you know, that are resonating with us. You know, we are able to process the energy that's out here in the atmosphere. Some of us are. Fortunately, as the Bible says, many are called. Many, many have been called. But only a few have been chosen to awaken, you know, to come into their knowingness once again. And to be able to tap into that frequency, which is a high vibration that is resonating. It's resonating out here on the energy pathway. You know, the energy, the messages are streaming in on the, because that's what energy is. Energy is a currency. You know, it's the high currency. It's not the low currency. If everybody was trying to get the monetary, the fiat currency, like they were trying to get that direct current, direct that comes to the source of all things, the Creator, the Most High, one true living God, who it is that we are our true higher self. When we are connected to our higher selves, we are also connected to the source. And that source is not a respecter of persons. You know, it's not all about, you know, leave. Understand, like the Jews say they do. You know, it's not all about, you know, screaming and hollering, you know, the name of the Lord while you're in a Catholic church and you're praising the God, or you're doing, you know, particular dances and rituals, and you know, you're summoning incense, and the, you know, whatever, laying things on altars. That is the first step. That really and truly is the first step, though, because what you're doing is you are using, focus after that, more than how around you. They come to God, and who's opening up the at you around and clone and the way that, because after some point, computers, and they become what is called whatever. There's another word for just useless. They become obsolete. They serve no purpose.
million light years away. And just a pure at heart will walk her righteous street someday. My friends ask me, and I say it's taken him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. Tell me, people, why can't they say that, hey, there's 10 zillion life years away? Why can't love and every soul? Why must my color black make me a lesser man? I thought this world was made for every man. He loves us all. That's what my God tells me, and I say it's taken him so long, 'cause we've got so far to come. But in my heart I can
he on the waves for a while. Things have happened with technology. It simply is not proof, you know. and when it wants to quickly, you know, because we are the controllers of the technology that we use. Now, we're going to get back to the topic at hand, the clones of the beats. Remember the origin. As I was saying before, everything that is being used, after a while, it becomes useless. And I would have evidence of the original. Our prowess, our intelligence, our capabilities in every shape, form, and fashion has been utilized by this world, and it has been sucked up and dried up. We have been humiliated on the world scene as a race of
okay, so it happened again. However, you know, we will keep the line moving. One thing about this particular form of technology that they have going on here with Blog Talk, in my next survey, as a matter of fact, I'm going to let the technical support team know that they should have one of those voice vibration indicators in the studio, because when your voice goes out, if you don't catch it, you'll be talking to nothing. And that has happened to me before. And, you know, who wants to waste their time like that? I know I don't. Anyhow, you know, enough said. Moving right along. Getting back to the actual topic. The clones of the beast don't remember their origin as the children of the stars. Okay, I had a little tongue-tiedness right there. Even though we don't remember, there are so many signs and symbols all around us. I did something that I don't normally do. I had intended on taking a quick nap, and in the midst of doing that, I went to rest. I went into a restful state of meditation, and because I sincerely believe in being in control of those things as much as I can be as it relates to my own life, I don't consider myself to be a control freak. You know, some other people, they may, you know, who know me, they may say otherwise, but that's neither here nor there. You know, my little personality issues are my own, but I'm going to get back to what it was that I was going to say. Because I'm telling on myself, and I just need to be quiet and keep on topic. I went into a restful state of meditation, and I will take my Blu-ray player, and a lot of us, we may have this piece of technology where, you know, with Blu-ray players, they'll have like Netflix, Hulu, Picasso, YouTube, 101 music, media, social channels, whatever. So I wanted to stream in a particular documentary. And I had a very, very, very good, enjoyable meal right before I went into a restful state of meditation. And I went to rest very, very, very extremely pleasantly. I have a smile on my face, you know, just thinking about how I went into my restful state of meditation. However, I did not pop my head up again until I would have to say literally 9 hours passed. That's very, very rare for me. Number one, I am a very, very light. I rest very, very light. It's the slightest thing will wake me up. And my soul left my body and it traveled some places in the universe, which I am happy for because I came back refreshed. I came back energized. I came back full of positivity and just filled up with intelligence, filled up with energy, life, love, endurance, motivation, you know, just a intensity for living. I kid you not, I really did. So I went into a restful state of meditation somewhere about 6. I got up about 3 a.m. in the morning. I've been up ever since, which is cool. You know, that's what some of us do. You know, when you are really about living your life, you don't stay within the box. You don't stay within the confines of how it is that society moves, how it is that people are programmed. Okay, so an average day in the average life of you know, hey, I just, you know, talk about what it is that I know I have seen. Let's say a single black mother. You know what I'm saying? She will have to get up, you know, about 5, 6, get her children, you know, a bowl of cereal or some oatmeal or whatever it is the case may be, apple, orange, get them to school. She goes to work herself. She then in turn comes home, makes sure all the children make it home. She cooks her dinner. She might get a chance to watch a TV show, you know, read a book, take a soak in the tub, and then, you know, ask the children, did y'all get your homework done? Did you get your chores done? And then she goes to sleep, and Monday through Friday, that's what that week is going to look like. Now, you add, you know, a dad in there, which is awesome. I mean, hey, nothing makes me more happier than to see a productive black family, but that is not necessarily what it is that we, as the descendants of the original people, have come to become. We are, for the most part, not functioning as families because that's not what this society dictates. This society dictates something that is so far away from the natural order, of living, that you really cannot even begin to get into giving a child, let alone a group of children, what it is that they need so that they can have something to stand on when they go out here in this world. And in most cases, because of the absence of the father in the home, the streets, what's out there in the streets, are raising a lot of our children. And if you're being raised out in those streets, will not only teach you a lot of hard, hard lessons, but those streets will quickly use you up. They will chew you up, and they will spit you out, especially because of what it is out there that is in those streets today. So it is so very, very, very important that the original people, the descendants of the original people, get back to their book of remembrance as it relates to who they are as the children of the stars, of the sun. We are children of the sun, and we don't know it. We don't know so much that there is to know about our origin. All we know is what we have been told. And when you have been told something and it's not working for you, would not logic and intelligence say to you, hey, this just simply is not working. There has to be a better way. You know, there must be so much better, you know, for me to learn. That is why I'm so ecstatic that I have found the truth as it relates to being in the classroom of the Supreme Being. The intelligence that I get extends from me all the way to my future generations. I'll be sure of that. I'll be sure to give my children or my daughter, because I only have one child, and I'm grateful. Man, oh, man, am I grateful for her. And, you know, my one grandson, as much as they can receive. That is our responsibility. Because when I decided that I needed to know more than what had been given to me, I had to make that personal choice. I had to make a personal choice to become a seeker of knowledge on my own. And if you are sincere, if you are a lost soul, and you really want to know your origins, why do you think, you know, I don't know how many movies they have made movies about origins, X-Men origins, this origins, that origins, origins from A through Z. And a lot of people will say, hell, I'm an educated scholar. You know, I've got it down pat. Well, you don't really have it down pat if you are taking it from books from the men who have, for the most part, given us the worst of the books. They don't mean for you to know nothing. You have to tune in. You have to get into that energy field, and you have to be able to receive the frequency and the high vibrations that are going to make up your thought. And you can only get that from the direct current. And that direct current comes from the energy and the pure light of intelligence from the Supreme Being, who is the creator, who is the originator of the heavens and the earth, who is the source of information as it relates to all things. I posted this Facebook page up where there was an 18-year-old out of Florida, and I have to give her big props, kudos to her. The first 18-year-old, the youngest, you can see the determination in her face, a young descendant of the original people, whom the original people would be proud. This girl passed the bar, the youngest person to ever pass a UK, United Kingdom, bar exam. You're like, well, that ain't nothing, that's a UK. Well, hell yeah, it is something, because as it relates as far as education-wise, if you did not know, Google it up on the internet, you will see. I'm not even going to tell you. You will see as it relates to the United Kingdom and the United States of America who has the better of the two educations. In my life experience coming up, it was a proof evident. We had a young man. He is a quote-unquote of Jamaican, you know, descent or heritage, you know, if there is such thing. I say all Kwadman Kota people are descendants from the original people. However, you know, this particular young fellow, he came to my class, and I had the same situation. I came from being in a bus school environment to an inner city school. This young man came from England. He came from the UK, and he graduated. He had only been there 1 year. He came in his 12th grade year, if I'm not mistaken. He ended up being a valedictorian of our class. When I came from being a bus out there, you know, taking an hour bus ride for 4 years out in the suburbs, you know, to where the beasts in their children's school, I could do the schoolwork in the inner city without having to, you know, it was no challenge to me. I stayed on the honor roll. it wasn't nothing for me to get in college from that school because my grades reflected the fact that I had what it takes because the level of education was not much to mention, you know? It just wasn't. However, we are responsible as parents, teachers, men and women with families to educate our children so that they don't continue to be identified as the worst and the least valuable people on the planet, when in truth, our origin as a people is the creator of the beasts that have made the clones who have forgotten who they were as the original people. So with that, I went a bit longer today. I may start to take the Omniraise broadcasting from 30 minutes to an hour. We shall see. You know, as a woman, I choose as my, you know, it is my prerogative, you know, to move as my soul moves me. I want to say thank you for taking out your time, you know, to listening to this morning's Omniraise broadcast. My name is Sinetra Menkarez, and as I have opened, also shall I remain. In the name and in the power of the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, Amen. Amen, God, the one true living God, and Amen, we live, we breathe, we move forward on into the future, and we trust, and we are free. Tell Omni. Have a good day, all.
I don't want to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. I don't want to take no time to write this down. I don't want to tell you how I feel right now. Tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never show up for you and me. This life is not a promise. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do. Put my heart and soul into the song. I hope you feel me where I am and wherever you are. I mean that sincerely. Tomorrow may never come for you and me. Life is not promised. Shine your light for the world to see. My umi says, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. Sometimes I get discouraged. I look around and things are so weak. People are so weak. Sometimes I feel like dying. Sometimes my heart. Sometimes I don't know what to do.
I'm